Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1204. We're learning today, Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv. Ben Rabbi and Cecil, Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe. The Refu Shalema Miriam Rezel Basdina. Our learning should talk about a schuz for all of Klal Yisrael. Getting back to our malacha of Geize's sharing. Okay, so we started last year talking about, we started the introduction to the subject of combing or brushing one's hair and possibly using, or using one's hands, one's fingers to straighten out the hair, how it's, you know, what should one do, how to do it a little bit, but we want to get more into the details. So we established a fact, plain straight up, that regular combing, regular brushing in general, we said is also the what one could do. We said if somebody's hand, somebody's hair is a little bit messy, so they could use their hands lightly and straighten out their hair. You know, with the fingers straighten out their hair. So we want to go through the Mishnah Berurah a little bit and see what exactly is the problem with combing and brushing the hair. Okay, so tells us the Mishnah Berurah to start off, and now our simon is Shin Gimel. The simon in Shulchan Aruch, which talks about Geizes, we said was Shin Mem in the beginning, but the combing part is brought down in simon Shin Gimel. So it's Sifkat and Pei. Hey, Sifkat and Pei, hey, in the Mishnah Berurah. He says like this. So what's the problem? The Mechaba told us, the Shulchan Aruch told us, also Lisrek b'masrek b'shabbos, you can't brush or comb your hair. What's the problem? Tells us Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat and Pei, hey, Mishum Talishas Sa'ar Haguf. Because the problem is you're pulling out hairs from the body, from the guf, from his scalp, which is the person's body. And what's wrong with that? So Vahave Toiloda de Geizes. This happens to be a Toilda of Geizes, a Deraisa. Just a side note that brings down the Dirshu, brings down in ice number 64, that a comb or a brush, it's a psikresh on pulling out the hairs and so on. So he brings from Rav Scheinberg, Zechat Sadek Levracha, Rav Pinchas Scheinberg, that, Shenach Shavim Bekikli Shemalachta Le'issa, that it would have a din, as when it comes to muksa, a comb or a brush would have a din of a Kli Shemalachta Le'issa, Ve'ein Lutaltal Elezerach Gufam, that's one can't move it unless it's for itself or for they need the place. But we'll see all those halachas, what it's all about. But the lemaisa would have a din, says Rav Scheinberg, that it would have a din of a kli shemalachta le'isr, because a comb or brush is made to do something that's not allowed on a Shabbos, which is pulling out hairs, which is geizes. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah continues on and says, in Sifkat and Pei Vav, he says, Valkei, therefore, so, and so going off the Mechaber told us, the Shulchan Aruch told us last time, why can't I comb or brush the hair? Because she efshish la yakru sa'ares, because it's impossible that hairs won't be pulled out, hairs won't be plucked out. This can happen automatically. So it tells us, the Mishnah Berurah, Valkein, af im ene mechavin, litlishas haseir, gamken would be also. Even if a first person says, like we said last share. Person says, I'll comb my hair and I'll brush my hair. And I don't have a mind to pluck out the hairs, right? I'm just going to, I want to look nice. I'm going outside, especially a girl, whatever the case is. But by a married woman, so the hair is covered anyways. But a girl before they're married, so they want the hair to look nice. It shouldn't be all, a person wakes up, the hair is all over the place. So, Valkain, af im enim chavn litlisha sasei, they don't have a mind to pull out hairs. Gam kain is also, would still be also. Why? Tells us the Mishnah Berurah, the have psikresha. It's a psikresha, in other words, automatically, inevitably, it's going to happen that hairs will be pulled out. Okay, so then he brings interesting, he brings, does the Mishnah Berurah in the Sharet Siyan, very interesting, Ois Ayin Dalad, Vafila Lamanda Omad, the Psikresh Leinichle Yashari. Okay, we're not going to get into that right now, but there's a Manda Omad like that. But the problem is, that over here it's becoming Nichle. In other words, when we say Psikresha, we say it happens automatically, then we look at step two. Is it something good for the person? Is it something not good for the person, right? Is it something that the person wants? Is it something that the person couldn't care less? It's all the same thing. So says the Sharisi, an interesting point, that Mikol Mokam Kaven in this case, it's a nichale. It's an automatic, thing that a person wants. In other words, you can't really say it's good for the person. You can't really say that it's not good for me. Why? It says the Sharisi, Mikol Mokam Kaven Shehu Reitze Bahafra. Because when a person combs or brushes the hair right during the week, so they want the separation of hairs. That's why you're combing or brushing it. Nobody wants the hairs all shriveled up, all tangled up together. Why, out. Why are you brushing your hair, right? Because you want a bafradas asaris. You want it should be all separated and all nice and sitting nicely on the person's head. So in that case, says the Sharetzin, interesting, that's impossible to do, says the Sharetzin. It's impossible to do. Again, it's in Sifkatan, it's in Sharetzin. If anybody wants to look it up, that it's impossible to do without removing hairs from the head, the loose hairs, whatever the case is, the hairs that are loosely in the scalp, which we'll see, we'll talk about again in the Mishnah Berurah. So it comes out, it has a din of a psik resha, the nichalei, that it's good for the person, because that's how you separate your hairs. What's the combing, what's brushing? It's separating the hairs, making it sit nicely on the head. And that part of that process is the removal of the hairs on, you know, the loose hairs that have to be removed. And that's whole part of the process of separating one's hair on the head to look nice. And therefore it becomes a nich. It's good for the person. And so it becomes a psikresh. It's automatically, it's going to happen. And you're dealing with a deraisa of pulling out hairs, and it's good, meaning it stays a deraisa. It's a big, big problem. Okay, now just to finish off, says the Mishnah Berurah, continuing on in Ois Sifkat and Peivav Vagamari, says in the Gemara, Isa the Chol HaSarik, the Gemara says like this, he brings down, anybody who brushes their hair, combs their hair, brushes their hair, Lahasher Nimin Hamadoldolin. They're removing the loose hairs. In other words, the loose hairs, what do you mean by loose? It doesn't mean loose hairs. It means Hainu, says the Mishnah Berurah, explaining what that means. Hainu Shenitlishu Kitsas. They're being plucked out. Shenitlishu Kitsas. Vadayin Loi Nekru Lagamre. They're being plucked out and they're not, in other words, they're already uprooted, but Vadayin Loi Nekru Lagamre, but they weren't totally uprooted. In other words, they're sort of like, if you say in Yiddish, Nishtahi Nishtaher, Hainu Shenitlishu Kitsas, a little bit, right? Vadayin Loi Nekru Lagamre. It's like Nishtahi Nishtaher. It's still attached to the scalp, but it's not like attached like the regular, regular strong hairs of the head. So, and therefore, you give it a little comb, a little brush, boom, it gets pulled right out, and then your hair gets straightened out, and that's how it's done. So therefore, so the Gemara is telling us, he brings the Gemara is telling us that a person has this in mind to remove those hairs because of the fact that it's all part of the process of combing and brushing one's hair. Okay, so we'll end off with this, but the point that we're trying to spring down, that the Mishnah Berurah, there's a lot more to talk about in reference to combing and brushing, obviously, but the point that he's bringing out today that we're trying to establish is that the Mishnah Berurah brings from a Gemara that the person, when they comb their hair, it's mamash, this is part of pulling out of the loose strands of hair, if you want to call it, that are partially attached to the head, and removing them is part of the combing process and part of making one's hair neatly sitting on the head, which is what we call combing and brushing one's hair to look, you know, to look decent, to look nice. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and Bracha. Kol Tov.